Describe a noisy place you have been to. Number one, do you think it is good for children to make noise? Should children not be allowed to make noise under any circumstances? Well, it really depends on the circumstances. Children shouldn't be forced to be quiet all the time. That'll stifle their development. If they have to be silent, they won't be able to express themselves or burn off their energy in a healthy way. So I think that children should be allowed to play as loudly as they want. As long as they aren't disturbing others too much. They shouldn't always be noisy, but there should definitely be a healthy in-between. Two, what kinds of noises are there in our lives? There are many noises in our lives. One of the loudest sources of noise is traffic. You know, you can hear cars honking at each other all the time. Plus, there are usually lots of sirens because of all the emergencies that happen around us. On top of that, you can often hear the sounds of bulldozers and cranes. Cities are always having old buildings demolished and new buildings put in their place. It's very noisy for the people who live there. 3. Which is exposed to more noise, the city or the countryside? I would say that cities definitely have louder noises. People living in cities experience a constant barrage of noises from cars, trains, music, and events. There's never a quiet moment. Whether it's the sound of traffic or the sound of a large crowd, you can hear all kinds of noises from an apartment in the city. In the countryside, although there are noises from nature, like wind, rain, and thunder, there are very few noises created by people like you who would have in the city. Many people choose to move to the countryside in order to escape the noise. 4. How would people usually respond to noises in your country? How people respond to noise depends on their personality. Some people complain about noisemakers and even call the police to deal with the problem because they get irritated by sounds very easily. Others choose to use noise-canceling headphones, and still others embrace it. Actually, there are some noises that everyone finds irritating, such as car horns honking or people talking too loudly on the phone in public. But for the most part, people in my country have adapted to the noises around them. 5. How can people consider others' feelings when chatting in public? People can be considerate of others' feelings when chatting in public by limiting their conversations to a quiet tone of voice so that they are less likely to be overheard. People might also choose to speak louder if they are in a loud place, like a bar or a concert. I think that as long as the person speaking is matching the volume of their voice to the environment, then they are being respectful of others' feelings. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创。